It's been a while since I've just turned on a microphone and talked to you, and today that's what I'm going to do. In fact, today I'm going to talk about the Olympic torch relay. You see, last week I was down in Weymouth on a Sea Cadet week. It was good fun. And on the Friday morning, the Olympic torch was due to go right by the Sea Cadet Centre where we were staying, and well, we thought, wow, that's a great opportunity, considering we'd missed it here in Reading, because that happened on the Tuesday. And so we thought, well, let's go down and see the Olympic torch. And my experience with the Olympic torch is quite similar to my experience with Christmas each year. You see, you wait for what seems forever, and it's all over in a flash. That is how I can only describe the Olympic torch relay. You see, you get the sort of big sponsorship lorries come by. So you get one for Samsung comes by. It's got a massive TV on the side. You get one for Coca-Cola, who hand out some bottles of Coke and Coke Zero. And then you also get a Lloyd's TSB one, which apparently just take pictures. Well, at least Samsung gives us little flags to wave. So that happens, and you're supposed to go online with Lloyd's TSB and tag yourself in the photos. Yeah, I'm going to do that. And then this woman comes by and says, yeah, about 6 minutes to the torch, 6 minutes to the torch. So we thought, great, you know, 6 minutes, that's not bad. Well, 10 minutes after this woman says, 6 minutes to go, another lady comes along and says, right, the torchbearer that is going to be running through here is called Connie. Connie's going to be coming through here. So when she comes through, I want you to say, all shouting, you know, yeah, Connie, go mad for Connie. And we just sit there waiting. And we continue to wait. About another 5 minutes later, you start seeing some vans and some trucks come from the direction that you expect it to come from. You see the massive, big horse box that's been transformed into the BBC's TV camera van. And then you see the torchbearer who whizzes by or walks by, whatever she does or he does, and then that's it. Yeah. Can't quite see the point of it. That's the only thing. At least with when it was in the Olympics, were in Beijing in 2008. The Olympic torch, I seem to remember, went all over the globe, because I seem to remember that Connie Huck was running through the streets of London with it, and some bloke tried to take it off her from Free Tibet or whatever it was. So I don't quite understand the Olympic torch relay here in the UK. Not only that, is that all of the events where the Olympic torch is stopping overnight have all been ticketed, and it's not very open at all. It would make more sense. Certainly the one down in Weymouth that we almost went to happened on Weymouth Beach. And the stage was pointing one way, and then it had an enclosed area around it with lots of seats and for people to sit on that had got tickets for the event. And then on the other side of the stage, they were putting some massive TV screens so people could stand the opposite side and watch it on a TV screen. Now, I don't understand why they didn't just open it up, because the tickets weren't paid for. They were free tickets you just had to go into an online ballot for. And why didn't they just turn the stage around and then just make it free entry? I don't understand what the mentality of that one was. But there we go. Also, I don't fully understand the purpose of the Olympic torch, to be honest. Yes, I know it's lit in Olympus and then it's sort of travelled about. Why doesn't it go straight from Olympus to the Olympic Stadium? Cut out all this mumbo jumbo. There we go. That's my rant for the day. Thank you very much for listening. I've started doing stuff on YouTube. Well, I say stuff, I mean just one video at the minute, but you can go watch that if you like. YouTube.com/TheSawyerGB. Yeah, someone had nicked Sawyer GB. I know. I was very disappointed. That's where you can go to watch that. You follow me on Twitter, @SawyerGB. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/SawyerGB. You know the drill by now.